Hello and welcome to StrangeCast episode 23.
Our tech of yesteryear.
Which is all about the tech that we had and remember growing up. And some more recent entries as well. But first of all, how are you doing, my dear wife?
I'm good.
It's evening.
It's evening. It feels a bit different doing it in the evening, doesn't it? The house is noisier.
It is noisier, yeah.
There's kids and washing machines, tumble dryers.
Yes.
All sorts.
It's a bit strange.
Yeah, I'm a bit more tired than when we do it in the morning, but that's okay.
Yeah, you know what? I could happily just go to bed right now.
Definitely.
Really?
It's such miserable weather today. It says go to bed, hibernate, but
forget about the world.
But we committed to doing this, and we really wanted to do this. So,
sticking to our guns.
We are determined.
Determined.
Yeah.
So before we carry on, the quiz question from last week and the new one.
Yeah.
What do you say?
So last week was name the Roman goddess of love. So we were going with the Valentine's theme.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know?
Well, I had said, I think, Aphrodite, which is wrong. You said I was wrong.
Yeah, that was...
the Greek goddess.
I believe so.
But right.
The Roman goddess of love is Venus.
Venus. Mm-hmm. Right. Hence, yeah. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus thing.
Yeah.
I think that's the way around it goes.
Probably.
Something like that.
So for next week...
Yes.
The question will be, what is the singular of spaghetti?
Wow.
I know.
It's okay.
Good, right? Did you even know that there was a singular and plural?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm quite confused now.
Uh-huh. So there you go.
So let me tell you guys a little bit about next week and the week after. They will be pre-recorded and it will be it will be one of the few that we've ever pre-recorded. Because next week Friday, I'm not here. And the week Friday after that, I'll be traveling home. And I'm not going to want to record while I get home because I'll have been traveling for like 6 or 7 hours. So we've got to do 2 pre-records. So yeah, anybody who does get the quiz question right next week will not be mentioned in the week after episode. Sorry about that. But you'll still get episodes because we said we would do that. And then build very short ones, I think. But you will get episodes. So, this week, let's talk about this week. And you know, technology is a funny thing, because we've had our issues with technology of this year and last year recently, haven't we? Do you know what I'm talking about? It's in the kitchen.
Oh, the washing machine?
The washing machine.
Yeah. I suppose when you talk about technology in the context that we are, I just immediately think of computers.
And phones.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess the washing machine.
It's still tech.
Yeah.
And it's still misbehaving.
Well, it connects to the Wi-Fi.
It does connect. Yeah, that's true. See? We wouldn't have had that when we first got together.
No.
No. So our washing machine has been leaking all over the floor, but only when it wants to. And then when you go to report it and it doesn't leak all over the floor, it makes us look silly.
It does. And then they say, well, if we come out and we can't find anything wrong, we'll charge you lots of money.
Don't do that.
So that's the joy of technology, isn't it?
Even though we paid for a plan as well.
I know.
It's completely
anyway,
silly.
We'll leave the washing machine to its own devices. Why don't you start off by telling us the earliest memories that you have of technology?
Okay, the earliest memories. Yeah, I mean, my earliest memory of tech would be, I think, as a lot of young children of a certain age, a tape recorder. And I had a portable tape recorder, and it was a Fisher-Price, yes. And I would record stuff all around the house and just capture things. And I don't have any of those tapes, which is a shame because I would like to digitize my young self. But I don't have any of those. Later on, I remember going shopping with my dad. I have a very, very specific memory of going into a bunch of electronic shops and not finding quite the right radio that I wanted. And I remember crying because I must have been like 6 or 7. And he's like, oh, come on, we'll find one eventually. And we did. And that radio lasted me.
What was so specific that you wanted?
I can't remember now. I think I wanted like a double, two-tape deck radio with speakers on the front or something. And all the ones we found were just like cheap, rubbishy ones. He's like, I'm going to get you a decent one that's going to last you many years. Mm. And in the end, we did find this great big heavy thing, Hitachi, as I remember it. And it had 3 speakers along the front, like a base in the middle, and then two either side, and then two decks on the top, and an aux input on the back as well. And that got me all the way through school. So even though I was young when I got it, as I say, probably 6 or 7, I went to school age 9, boarding school, and when I left school, I had donated it to my mum, so it lasted all those years. Yeah. A bit beat up by then. And I remember one of the tape decks, the lid would not lift. You had to like press the open button and then use your finger to lift the lid. Mm. But it would still play tapes just fine. But that thing went through hell and back. And it went to and from London to Worcestershire over and over and over again, loads of times. It's kind of funny.
Did you have, when you were little, like tapes with stories and things like that on? Because I had like people reading, I guess like Audible now.
Right.
But kids' versions, you know, of stories and rhymes and stuff like that, that I would put on to fall asleep to.
That was my primary source of entertainment. I had tens of tapes, not just like a handful. I had tens of different tapes. Don't know what I had, but I would also borrow some from the library. I know one of them was read by Victoria Wood and was called Count Alucard. It was a vegetarian vampire.
You've spoken about that before.
It was very fun.
I feel like we need to try and find that because...
I bet we could.
That sounds really fun. And she's just, you know,
brilliant. R.I.P. So. She was great.
Yeah.
She was a really good reader as well. It was quite fun.
Yeah.
Loads of different things. There is, by the way, a YouTube channel called Out of Print Audiobooks. And this lady, Louise Ann Bateman, runs it. And she puts up all these story tapes that she's digitized. And some of them include things that I used to have on tape. So it's quite cool if you want to find old audiobooks from your childhood, particularly from the UK. A lot of these are UK books. So what about you in terms of tech? I mean, you say you had tapes too. Well, I guess tapes.
When I was really little, I had tapes. And so I had like a little portable one. I don't think it was Fisher Price, but it was sort of relatively small, a bit chunky, but relatively small. And you could carry it, had like a handle that slid out that you could carry it around in.
Yeah.
So we used to take that in the car and stuff when we did long journeys.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and play. Because I don't know if maybe my mom's tape deck and her car didn't work, or if it was by that point CDs. I don't think so. I can't remember. Anyway, we used to take that around and stuff. And we always seemed to have like a little mini hi-fi. So you'd have like the main part of it, I guess.
Yeah.
With the tape deck, but it was really small and dinky, and then it had the two speakers that you would connect that, again, were probably like a quarter of the size of the speakers we have in this room that are they like a meter high?
Yeah, they're quite big.
So, yeah, I remember getting a really cool one for my birthday once.
I did that when I was in college once.
Yeah.
And I didn't tell my mum I'd bought one.
Of course.
Yes. Yes.
Sneaky.
I also bought a TV the same way, and she found out by coming up for parents' evening.
Would she have been annoyed? Because you were spending your money on things?
I think she was kind of annoyed, but I'd already done it, so what could you do? Yeah. Aww. They were two different occasions, by the way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do kind of vaguely remember that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of... So we didn't really have... so there's me and my sister, and there's a 7-year age gap. So we didn't really have like Game Boys or
That's
anything.
Sad.
Well, we just weren't into it. It wasn't our thing, really. I used to go to a friend's house, and she had a Sega Mega Drive.
Yes, well
I think.
Done. Proud of you.
I can remember sometimes.
By the way, that's Genesis for our American listeners. I don't know why you changed the name, but over here it's Mega Drive, and it's such a much better name than Genesis.
And we used to play Sonic the Hedgehog. But I think I just get frustrated with games like that. I'm just not one of those people who can just sit and keep playing and keep getting better. I just get frustrated. So it was never, we never had one. I don't think we had anything until we got a Wii. The Nintendo Wii.
Well, we were together by then.
No, no, no. My parents had one, but I can't remember what year that was.
Are you sure? Well, then wouldn't have we inherited it? I say inherited.
No, maybe they got it after us. I can't remember. But that was the only real...
Because we got our Wii, game. Which always sounds silly saying that, in I think 2000 and...
Or maybe we got it eight. And then they got one. I can't remember. But we didn't... Yeah, we didn't have any of the other things like growing up. And wow. Yeah, I mean, what other...
I had a Nintendo, the original. Well, they call, you know, the NES they call them. Yeah. I didn't have a Super Nintendo, but I did go to my cousin's house. When he first got his Super Nintendo, I was staying over there for the weekend. I think my mum was probably out raving, having fun. And I was palmed off on my Auntie Myrna, who was brilliant. And my cousin, who was there, had gotten Super Nintendo and Street Fighter. And he taught me some of the moves.
Is that like Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, that kind of
really,
game.
You're really, really good at that.
I could be better, but I'd like to be.
I don't know. I've seen you absolutely annihilate your brother and Jake in those games.
Jake now, yeah. But when Ed came over when we had the PS3, he absolutely caned me lots of times. And it's because he knew it a lot better. But yeah, I did. With Street Fighter, I actually managed to perform a double KO on my cousin. And that is a double knockout. So he knocked me out. I knocked him out at exactly the same time. And this happened not once, but twice. And it's really hard to do that. I don't think I've done it since. But he was very mad that this blind cousin of his was able to actually beat him at all. I distinctly remember that. He was quite fun. That's probably got to be like 1993 or something. So, yeah. I got a Sony PS1, PlayStation, a couple years after it came out. And I got Tekken 3, which is my game of... Tekken 2. I can't remember. What is it? It's one of the two. Tekken 2, I think. Yeah, I don't think I like Tekken 3. That's right. Game of choice. And I got Jake to rebuy it on the PS4 upstairs. And I did definitely beat him on that a lot of times too.
Of course.
Because it's like, it was, you know, teenage memories there. So, yeah, I did love that game, do love that game. And it has great music as well. Tekken 2 has fantastic music. So it's kind of part of my memories of gaming.
So what about computers? Do you remember your first computer?
You know what? I think my first computer would have been when I was in school, because we didn't have a computer in the house for a long time. Like a long time. So the school gave me a laptop. And I do remember that laptop. It had DOS on it, which is pre-Windows. And we had a word processor called WordPerfect. It was version 5.1, and I remember that because it was 5.1 for a long time. And I would do all my schoolwork on it that wasn't maths, because you weren't allowed to do maths on a laptop then. I had to braille that. But yeah, I did have a laptop, and it was slow and old and vaguely functional. I could just about game on it.
9, 10? Or was it when you were a little bit older at school?
Maybe 10, 11, possibly. Yeah, apparently I was responsible enough to have it, and it was mine. It wasn't like we shared it or anything. They gave me a machine, which looking back seems kind of odd, but I did look after it, and I did like it, and I was allowed to take it home as well.
Nice.
Yeah. Do you know what? I have a memory, so it must have been 1994 in that case, which would mean I was 11, of coming home for holiday, because we were going to Dominica that year. And I had the laptop on a train, and I remember passing through smelly farm fields, and I was writing about it, and my nan was looking over my shoulder, and she just bust out laughing because I wrote that it smelt. So I do have a recollection of that on this old laptop. They subsequently upgraded me a couple of years later to something running Windows 95. That was cool. Windows 95 was like a whole... Yeah, that was a whole other ballgame, because by then... There was so much more multimedia and stuff going on. And I used to take that laptop home. In the Olympics 96 era, I remember I was spending that summer holiday with my dad and my brother Dwayne. And I had that laptop then. And we found a whole load of Flash games on a CD. Not sure where the CD came from. But because I couldn't play Flash games by myself, because they weren't accessible, I had my brother Dwayne show me what they did. And we had a lot of fun, like literally hours and hours of fun, just playing all these random games together. So that was really cool.
Do you remember floppy disks?
Of course, I remember them. Before. I remember them probably more than you do.
I'm sure you do.
Because before the DOS laptop, in school we were using BBC computers, and they had the bigger, the real floppy disks, not the ones that we call floppy disks, really.
No, the big ones.
The big 5-inch ones.
Yeah, that's what my dad's friend gave me a computer. I think it was one of his old ones. I think he was, I can't remember what he did, but he had this computer. And I obviously have absolutely no idea about
what it was,
or anything. I mean, I was little, like maybe 9, maybe even younger, 8 or 9. And it was big. It had like the big base.
Yes.
That then the screen sat on top, and it had these big floppy disks that you put in. And there were just, it was all games.
Yeah, of course. Like, that's cool though.
What else are you going to give, you know, a child? But I loved that. I used to play that all the time.
It'd be cool if we found pictures of what it might be, because I'd love to know what you had.
I don't think we have any pictures or anything, but...
No, like online, and then you saw it and goes, oh, memory.
Maybe. My memory of it just isn't clear enough, I don't think.
Maybe ask your mum, see if she knows.
Yeah. Okay. We can try. And then we had a family computer later.
Yeah.
And that was Windows 95. With good old AOL.
Oh, the amount of CDs that came through the letterbox.
CDs?
AOL CDs. They were everywhere.
Yeah.
That was a whole industry. I kind of avoided AOL because I didn't like it. I used BT a lot. FreeServe.
We had AOL, that horrible, clunky connection sound.
Yes.
It would haunt me, I think.
The sound of dial-up?
Yeah.
I liked that sound because it meant I was actually doing something.
Yeah, but it was just so obnoxious. And then, you know, if somebody else like made a phone call or something, it would cut out and
you'd be halfway through a download.
And, oh, God.
I know.
We did have some fun games, though. We had like a Live and Kicking game. So Live and Kicking was that, you know, the morning kids TV show. And we had a whole... game
for the people outside the UK. There was kids TV on a couple of channels in the mornings. That was that a BBC or an ITV? Okay, it was BBC, wasn't it? Yeah. Didn't your sister win something on that?
I feel like that was the other one, not Live and Kicking.
Was it Motormouth?
No, I think it was SMTV something.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know what? Hopefully she'll listen to this and she'll comment, because I can't remember, but she it was a competition to win a DVD player. And I think there was like a bunch of DVDs that came with it. And it was a question about Friends, the TV show. And she was quite young. I think she was maybe 7, 6, 7, something like that. Anyway, she knew the answer and she phoned in and got chosen and, yeah, won this DVD player that they had, like my parents had for years.
I had forgotten about SMTV until you said that.
SMTV Live? Was it called? That was the ITV.
I completely forgot that that was a thing until you said that. Yeah. And then you triggered a memory. I used to watch all that stuff.
It's one of those. Maybe it was the other one.
Because that was Saturday morning. Probably on ITV with Cat Daly and all these.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Anton Deck, I think, as
well. Anton Deck, yeah. They did Wonky Donkey as well.
Yeah.
Wonky Donkey.
We tended to watch BBC more back then, but...
Well...
If
you're a child in the UK of a certain age, you will remember things like 0181 811 8181, the phone number to ring to call in.
Yeah.
And it's like stuck in the public
consciousness. We just don't have things like that now, those TV shows.
They're all gone.
I mean, when our kids were little, there was Milkshake on Channel 5.
There still is.
But, yeah?
Yeah.
What, in the morning?
In the morning, yeah.
Oh, because now you have, you know, all the specific kids' channels, so you don't really need to have that kind of stuff on...
But no, Channel 5 is dedicated kids in the morning still.
Oh, okay.
I know that because I've woken up and my machine switched over from ITV to Channel 5 in the night. Switched to Peppa Pig.
So you wake up and Peppa Pig is playing.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
Jakob's favourite.
So if we're talking about TVs then.
Yes.
We should talk about teletext.
Yeah, definitely. And this is something you can speak about because, of course, you used it and I didn't. I knew of its existence, but the TV that we had in our living room for such a long time didn't even have teletext, I don't think. It was way old.
Oh, wow.
Right? It was proper old.
So, yeah, teletext or CFAX, I don't know what the difference is between
them. CFAX is BBC specific. Teletext, I think, is ITV.
It's just for everything.
Well, you know, actually, wait.
Is it just like the main term?
No. CFAX is BBC's term for what other people called teletext. But then there was also Oracle, which I think is either ITV's or Channel 4's. And then there was teletext, which was either Channel 4's or ITV's. So there were three different names floating around at one time, I think.
So did we only have that in the UK then? Do they have that?
I don't think the US ever did teletext, but I could be wrong. But I feel like, having spoken to some friends, that they didn't do that in the same way or at all.
Mm.
But yes, CFAX definitely was here and teletext was here.
Okay.
So you can sort of tell us about that.
Oh yeah, I don't know how to explain it though.
It's a series of text-based pages were sent over the airwaves. So it wasn't internet, didn't rely on an internet connection. In fact, most people didn't even have one at the time. And you would go to a specific menu on the TV, wouldn't you? And then you type in a number.
Yeah, so each page had a 3-digit number, maybe?
Sounds about right.
And I read that it started in the 70s, which seems really, really early. But
I think you're right. I think there is actually a YouTube video.
A very basic version.
There's a YouTube video on the BBC Archive YouTube channel of them discussing teletext or CFAX and how they invented it.
Yeah.
It was very, very, very innovative for the time.
Yeah. So you would type in a number and there would be, you could get all the latest news articles, like a rolling stream of them. Business news, sport, you could get the weather and travel. I always remember my dad checking on the tube lines, like if the tubes were running.
Oh yeah.
In the morning before he went to work.
How clever is that though, seriously?
Yeah.
It was up to date. Someone at the other end was typing out stuff.
And actually, I feel like that was probably more reliable than the apps that we use now for the trains. Because I can't tell you the number of times I've been on the phone to my sister on her way to work and she's like, I checked before I left the house and it said everything was fine, and 5 minutes later I get to the station and there's delays and cancellations. So maybe we just need to go back to CFAX.
See, it's all about the good old days.
Yeah.
Of yesteryear.
But they also had like entertainment things. So you could get the lottery results. You could play games on it.
News and sport. And you said you could book holidays too.
Yeah. I don't remember. I think it had like almost like an advert, but it wasn't really picture-based. It was text-based.
Text-based, yeah.
It was quite like bright and colourful, and they would make, I guess, a bit like when you're texting and you make a smiley face out of
lines and boxes and things.
Yeah, so they would do stuff like that.
They call it ASCII art.
And it would advertise different holidays through different holiday companies. And I think it would have like a reference number for that particular deal. So it would be like, you know, 7 nights in Tenerife, flying whatever. And you would see one that you liked and then it would probably have a
page number
or something like that,
or another page to visit for that specific thing,
something like that.
I kind of remember that.
And then like TV and radio listings and stuff like that you could get. But it did have some fun little games, which, you know, when you're little and you don't have like phones, stuff like that, games and things like that weren't a thing. So that was quite exciting.
See, now that's quite interesting. We're sort of moving up the years bit by bit. And I was trying to think, because when I didn't have a computer and I would come home from boarding a school, what did I do? And I don't know. I had the radio that I talked about in the beginning, and I had RNIB talking books, which were, it was a dedicated talking book player from the Royal National Institute for the Blind. and they would send out things that I would then listen to when I came home. So that was quite cool.
Yeah.
But didn't have internet, didn't have a mobile phone then, so it was a lot of just reading and listening to things. But it seems like such a foreign thing now to think about because of where we are now.
Yeah.
So moving up the years, sort of for me anyway, early 2000s, I bought my first TV. Actually, I bought it probably in 2000 because I was still in the sixth form. And that's what I told you about. Then when I went to college, I bought a VCR because I wanted better sound from the TV. And in my dorm room in Hereford, when I was in college, they had a socket in the wall like we do now, you know, for it was not Freeview then, it was just your normal terrestrial TV. And I used to connect my video player to that. And because back then I was still an EastEnders watcher, but it would come on a lot of times when I was actually in lectures. So I would actually have it record the episodes and watch them on Sunday. Or I'd watch the omnibus on a Sunday.
How did you do the recording? Because I seem to remember when we used to record at home, you would put in a videotape and then you had to type in...
Yeah, the numbers, right?
The numbers that you would either get from CFAX or from a...
Radio Times, like, TV Times.
Yeah, on...
I think I would do, because just get a four-hour tape and just hit record and then stop when I came home. I know, massive waste, but I used to catch whatever.
Yeah, but you could just record over it.
Record over it.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what I ended up doing a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Because it worked. And I think then I would cue the next episode after that one. And yeah, it was crazy. But by then I'd had a phone. What can you remember your first, your like early, your early phone? I know you talked about it in the Christmas episode.
I can't remember which of the... I don't know, 32. Wasn't a third. I'm sure it was a 3210. I feel like it was a 3210. Yeah.
Okay, so the 3210 was a Nokia and it didn't have an antenna.
Oh. I think this one did have a little antenna.
Then it could have been the 5110. That was a cool phone.
Oh, maybe it was that.
And it didn't have the composer, but it had Snake.
It did have Snake, and Snake was very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the people around me played it. I never did.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Do you know what though? I remember lusting after the 3210 because I had a 5110, and back then, I mean, you probably can't picture it now if you're of a certain age and like our kids, but there were times when phones had antennas sticking out of the top.
Yeah.
And the 3210 was advertised on TV as the first phone without an antenna, and I wanted that so bad.
Do you remember they had the click-on?
Yeah,
covers.
They were called Express On covers, and they were very, very cool. And you could change the colours of the front and back.
I mean, you could get all kinds of crazy ones. That was just
like
the most fun ever.
And you could change the keypad as well. It was all part of it. It came with a cover.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. And if you took both the front and back cover off at the same time, you looked at just the body of the phone. It was so super thin and really cool looking.
Mm.
Man, I did a lot of that.
Sounds like you taking things apart.
Of course. It's kind of, you know, what you got to do, right?
Yeah.
But I remember making ringtones for people on the 3210 and the 3310. And I would, they would ask for a particular, you know, song of the day. So I'd listen to the song, usually on the radio or something. I would learn it by ear, make it for them. And then I would SMS it over for about, you know, a pound or two just to make a little money. So that was quite fun. Had to be enterprising.
Yeah.
Early phone technology, man. Yeah. My first phone was actually a Motorola, not a Nokia. But then I moved on to Nokias, and they were much better quality phones, I found. But you know, the first talking phone, because I don't think I've ever mentioned that on here, is on 2004, I went shopping with my friend Seneca. And he was a friend of mine from school, and he came over to visit me. And I was still living in the one-room bedsit before we met. And we went down the West End, and we went to Carphone Warehouse, and the phone I bought at the time was called the Nokia 6670. And back then, you would buy a phone, and you would have to buy your screen reader separately. Nowadays, with modern iPhone and Androids, the screen reader's built in. But back then, you had to buy the phone and the separate screen reader, so I'd already spent whatever it was on the phone, £300 or something, and then you had to spend another £150 on the screen reader.
Yeah. I remember that when we first got together, having to help you
get it all plumbed in.
On, yeah.
Yeah, those were the bad old days.
Yeah,
we do a lot better these days, but yeah, I don't miss that part of the olden days, as it were. It was not fun. And it was very costly as well. And every time you upgraded your phone, when you had one license, you only paid £50 upgrade. But if you were buying as a new user, the whole £150 for a screen reader. Yeah. Very bad. But you know what? I'd love to talk about the silliest thing that I think you and I ever did regarding phones in, what, it must have been 2010? I bought you a new phone that year. And we were looking for apps for the phone.
Was that not before, Jake?
No, you're right. It was before Jake.
Yeah.
It would have been 2008, 9 then.
Yeah.
Yeah. 8, you know what?
I believe.
You were sitting at the bar stool in our kitchen.
That sounds very fancy.
It does. And you were looking through apps, and I think you found this service bell thing.
Because there were very few apps. They were only just starting to sort of become a thing, weren't they?
Yeah. And this wasn't an iPhone.
It was a service bell that literally just showed a big image of a bell.
And it was an early touchscreen, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you'd press it and it would ding.
And it was crappy quality, by the way.
Oh,
as well.
And it was awful. But we were so excited by it because everything was so basic.
And so new.
You don't have anything to compare to. Yeah, so new. So we downloaded that. And how long did it take?
About an hour.
Yeah. For this one app, we were sat there just watching the progress on it.
What it was, right, was I think the phone was, I want to say it was the 5800 Express Music. And it was one of the first phones that we'd ever seen with a touchscreen, this phone. And it didn't have Wi-Fi. We had a Wi-Fi network, of course, back then, even though it's old. But this phone did not have Wi-Fi in it. So we had to use mobile data. And you had to sign up with they called it the Nokia Ovi Store, I think. So you had to make an account and enter all this crap on a very slow touchscreen. Because, you know, these days we're so used to kind of iPhone keyboards and how they work. But not being an iPhone or an Android.
We had much, much better patience in those days. We would not have that kind of patience now. Our kids will never, ever have that level of patience.
No. You're right, actually. But I remember you typing very carefully and very gently through this whole setup screen. And you did it. You didn't get bored and just, you know what, I forget this. You persevered. And then you got the stupid service bell app downloaded.
Oh, dear.
It was so dumb as well. Like, it was just, that's all it did. It didn't do anything else. No. It had no purpose.
But we really were excited about it.
Yes.
It was fun at the time.
Yep. Yeah. And then, you know, other technology was like, well, we talked about the Wii. That was revolutionary, I think, just making that work. That was very cool. But your first camera, or first digital camera that I bought you, that was fun.
Yeah.
Because, of course, back then, phones didn't have good cameras, if they even had cameras at all. A lot of the phones didn't. The new Wii took a lot of pictures with that.
Yeah.
I think I've still got them somewhere. Should be interesting.
Yeah.
And one of the birthdays we filmed with a video camera that my mum had lent us, my 25th.
Yeah.
So it was filmed onto an actual camcorder with the videotape inside it. So that was interesting. Because phones, again, what would that have been? If I was 25, so it would have been 2008. Something like that.
It was your first birthday that we were together.
Yes. Gosh. We hadn't been together long.
No.
And then we come up to sort of, you know, now, well, then to present day, and it's just sort of progressed, hasn't it, really?
Yeah, very quickly.
Yeah.
You think of everything, all the fancy TVs and the many, many, what's the word? Gaming things.
Game consoles.
That's the word, thank you.
But actually, I do remember, we talked about it in one of the previous episodes, your amazing white TV, really advanced.
That was a Samsung, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And it made a really cool startup noise when you turned it on and when you turned it off as well.
Well, yeah, because what did you have before? You had something quite
I had a big old plain CRT with a big, you know, the old tube screens.
Yeah, and then when I moved in, we brought that and it was like all small and sleek and
fancy.
Yeah,
and we plugged the Wii into that because I think you came over with it at a similar time and we're like, right, let's just make it all look nice in the living room.
Yeah.
And my mum had bought us a TV stand.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the, not Skybox, I think it was a Virgin, underneath.
Yeah.
And the Wii underneath that. It was a three-tiered stand.
When you think about the size of that TV.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was, but it was...
22, I believe.
Was it?
23. It was 23. Okay. Yes, 23 inches.
And it massive was bezel. The main TV, and it was great. And you think of the TV sizes that we have now.
I know.
It's
like quite something.
Triple.
Yeah, it's double in this room.
Okay.
Just over
it
double.
It feels like it's a lot bigger.
It does. But you know why? Because the bezels are much thinner.
Yeah, that's true.
We have to find the picture of that old TV and show Jake. He will cry.
Well, he's probably seen it because it's probably in the back of a lot of pictures.
Oh, man.
When he was a baby.
But it was really thick too, but we didn't think so at the time.
Well, no, because compared to the TVs then.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
And you know, it was the first TV that I saw, and they've done this ever since, Samsung, with Braille on the TV remote. They had Braille P next to the power, and they had V next to the volume, and C next to the channel, and they still do that to this day.
Mm.
Which I think is very cool. The remote was intimidating though on that old TV. Just hundreds of buttons, massive.
Yeah, I always think that's funny with remotes because they have so many buttons and you actually only ever use about five.
Yeah. Up, down, volume up, down, and off.
Yeah.
Literally five. You probably don't even type a channel number because, of course, you use the other remote for that.
Well, now, yeah.
For your cable box or your Sky box.
So is there anything else that you can think of that needs mentioning?
No, because it comes back round to today when we have to deal with washing machines that can't even last a year without breaking. I think tech in the old days lasted a lot longer.
I was thinking people the exact same thing, but I didn't want to say it because it makes us sound really old.
Well, it's true though. And if you're of a certain vintage, you will understand what we say. And people say that things lasted longer because I think they were made more to last. It does really feel like that. It's annoying, but it is true.
I think you're probably right.
And so we've come full circle. So with that, I thought it was going to be shorter than this, but I talk a lot.
Oh, I knew once you started talking about technology, that would be it.
Fine,
I think
you
could have spoken for hours and hours.
Yeah, probably. Gone into depth. Yeah. But yeah, no, this is just one of those things that, because for me, tech is kind of a lot of what I do, it kind of plays a huge part in the old life. I didn't even talk about, and I didn't talk about any of the sort of Macs that I've bought over the years. I think I've bought six Macs over the years and all these other things. But now Jake is getting into PC building and stuff. So, you know what? In 20 years' time, I want to have his conversation about the tech that he remembers.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. Retrospective.
Yeah.
Tech respective.
There you go. So we only need to keep doing this for another 20 years. You can get to that point.
That's what we should have called the episode. Tech Respective.
Uh-huh.
It's a good name. Oh, well. It's done now. As always, thanks for listening. And if you're new or old, welcome. Or welcome back. Anyway, I'm saying that at the end, aren't I? Kind of waste of time. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
The person you are calling knows you are waiting. Please hold the line.